In exciting sanctuary news, Nature Lab will soon be hosting a Ruderal Ecology Symposium. WOOC correspondent Kathy High sat down with artist Ellie Irons to figure out what the heck that means.
Hi, we're here with Ellie Irons today to talk about the Ruderal Ecology's Grounds for Change Symposium coming up. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm really excited about this symposium.
Oh, I am super glad that you're here to talk about this, because I think it's going to be really great. And I wondered if you could just give us an overview of, you know, what's coming up with the symposium.
Sure, yeah. So this is a symposium that's going to be held here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media on April 13th through 15th, so coming up really soon. And it's a weekend-long symposium that we're kicking off Earth Week with. And we're going to be thinking about urban ecology and social justice in North Troy throughout the weekend. And we're coming at it from a range of perspectives, pulling from science and technology, from art, from urban ecology, from design, and hoping to make it very interdisciplinary.
That sounds fantastic. But I have to ask you something. What does ruderal actually mean? Can you define this and maybe make it connected to both the plants and people?
Yeah, sure. This is something that is fairly new to me as well. So ruderal usually is used in the context of plants, and it comes from this root in the word ruin. So we're dealing with ruined places where plants are growing. And in the context of North Troy, we're dealing with an urban wasteland, post-industrial landscape, and we're thinking about the plants that are able to grow out of this really challenging landscape, whether they're growing out of cement or toxic land that's been drenched in oil or other pollution. But we're also interested in the kinds of people who live in these neighborhoods and what it takes to make a strong community in a place that's been described as a wasteland. So we're hoping through this symposium to really highlight the ways plants and people are working together in challenging landscapes.
So can you tell us what some of the major themes are for the symposium?
Sure. Yeah, I think I mentioned environmental justice is going to be a big theme for us, and urban ecology, and kind of trying to think through the intersections between those things. So how what we know and understand about urban ecosystems can be rallied with environmental justice, and how those two things can come together in kind of a new flavor of environmentalism that we think can push towards a more kind of just and equitable version of environmentalism moving forward in urban context.
That sounds really cool. And so who are some of the speakers and presenters, and where are they from?
Sure. So I'm really excited about actually our Friday night keynote. We have someone named Heather Davis, a scholar who's based in Montreal right now, who's making the trip down to Troy for our event. And she talks about a variety of things in her research. She wrote a book that's been influential for me called Art in the Anthropocene, where she's looking at artists responding to the challenges that we're facing with global warming and increased impact of humans on the planet. That's been really meaningful to me. But what she'll be talking about in this context is an article she wrote with a collaborator of hers, Zoe Todd, who's an Indigenous woman, and they're going to be dealing with what Anthropocene means in the context of a colonial history in the United States. So their talk is actually called Decolonizing the Anthropocene. And that's another word I feel like we probably need to define, right?
That'd be great.
Anthropocene I've known about a little longer than ruderal, but it's something I had to learn. And it's actually a new geological era that both geologists are thinking about and artists and scholars. And we're interested in the fact that humans are having such a huge impact on the planet that we're actually forming a new geological layer that we're going to probably be able to see should humans be around in 100,000 years. Probably there will be a record of chicken bones and plastic and nuclear explosions that will be detectable in the rock. It's terrifying and kind of, oof, yeah, also makes you wince a little bit, but weird that we're leaving plastic. So, yeah, Heather's going to talk about that. She actually works a lot on plastic as well. So she'll be walking us through why when we decide the Anthropocene started is important. And, like, if we say, oh, it started in 1950 with the explosion, with, like, nuclear testing, that has different implications than if we say, oh, wait, no, let's put the beginning of the Anthropocene at 1600 and tie it to colonization and the disappearance of indigenous ways of life. So I think she'll be drawing on that kind of a lens for thinking about the Anthropocene. So that'll be pretty serious, heavy stuff to start out with. But we're going to lighten it up right after that with an art auction. And Kathy, I hear that you're going to be running the art auction, right? I hear you're good at that.
Yeah. I seem to like guilt tripping people into buying stuff.
It's so great. We'll be asking you to open up your wallets and purchase some artwork. And I hear that it's coming from the folks who've come through the sanctuary, artists who've worked with us over the years. So there should be some really great stuff. I'm excited. Maybe I'll even get some.
It'd be good. There'll be lots of things for everyone. I hope everyone comes and bids.
Yeah. Yes. And we're going to have a DJ during that time period as well, Sunny Ray Adams, who is going to be hooking into some of my plants that I'm bringing over from the nature lab. And I don't know exactly what he's going to do, but somehow the sounds he is making that night will be connected to weedy plants we've been growing at the nature lab. So that should be a lot of fun. And there's also rumor that we'll have another surprise guest after that, although we haven't confirmed that yet.
Oh, yeah,
so
I've
stay
heard that
tuned.
Too. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I guess that's our Friday night. Saturday is packed, and I encourage you to go online and take a look at what we've got on there. We've got a morning panel that's going to deal with plants, people, health, and risk. We've got two sets of workshops, a morning workshop, then we've got what should be a delicious lunch. Check out our Eventbrite registration to buy some lunch tickets. I'm really encouraging that because I just heard about the menu and it sounds delicious. After everyone's fueled up from lunch, we'll have more workshops. And the workshops will be really trying to, after we've been sitting in panels, amazing panel speakers, but it's really great to get outside and move around. We want this to be a kind of practice and thinking type
weekend. Like participatory.
Very participatory. Yeah, so I think from talking to some of the folks who are leading workshops, we'll be going to look at some local urban creeks. We'll be thinking about combined sewage overflow and pollution in that sense. You probably heard on the radio, we've had some wonderful folks coming over from Skidmore talking about combined sewer overflow and the way that because our sewage goes into our waterways, when there's a big flood event, we end up with overflows that are really problematic if you want to have access to clean water or swim in the Hudson or eat fish out of the Hudson. So we'll be dealing with that. I'm actually going to be working with my group, the Environmental Performance Agency. Yes, we appropriated the acronym EPA from the federal government when we learned that it might be defunded. And we'll be looking at the relationship of the informal waste stream, so things we think of as trash and how those get repurposed or become burdens to bear. So we'll be getting out in the landscape and dealing with that in kind of a very embodied sense. I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And we'll have another afternoon panel, which is going to look at soil remediation, regulation, and design. Some great landscape architects and designers and remediation specialists coming in. We also have a soil scientist coming over from Hampshire College. And then we're going to close that day with a keynote from Aaron Mayer, who will be talking about grounding environmental justice in the Capital Region. And he is a longtime environmental and social justice activist from this area. He's also described in our bio that we have for him as an epidemiological spatial analyst, environmentalist, and past president of the Sierra Club. So he's a 27-year veteran of urban environmental activism in this area, and I think that he'll have a really great lens on kind of how we close out that really packed day.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone will go out on the town and relax a little bit that night, enjoy Troy, as they say, and then we're going to be back bright and early the next morning. Or not too bright and early. We're going to start around 11 a.m. with another Sanctuary Kitchen brunch and a biomapping event, and that'll be led by Azaree Kiahi of Collard City Growers and Oliver Kellhammer, who's an artist and permaculturalist who's coming up from New York City to join us for the weekend. And we're going to be, again, getting out in the area in North Troy, looking both at the Sanctuary's urban environmental campus and surrounding areas to really try to take a look at what kinds of life forms and other systems are operating there that we might look at. So this can be plants and soil and even down to kind of some of the almost archaeological ruins that we've got in some of our post-industrial sites around here. I'm really trying to start to pull together like a database of things we can pull on as we think about how the landscape changes in the future and where we want it to go as well.
Wow. What an amazing weekend. This is going to be so great.
It's going to be great. Yeah, definitely.
How can people find information about it?
So we've just put the whole program up on mediasanctuary.org. So if you check out what's upcoming in events, you'll find the listing for that. And then it'll also bump you over from there to Eventbrite to ask you to register. So definitely check that out. You can find more information. You can buy your food tickets there. You know, any other questions you have, there's some contact information there. You can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with Kathy or Branda to learn more about what we're planning.
Yeah, that sounds really fantastic. Well, thanks so much for going over this with us. I can't wait to see you at this symposium.
Yeah,
Rural
Ecology,
April 13th through 15th. Yay. Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Kathy.
That was Kathy High with Ellie Irons talking about Nature Lab's upcoming Rural Ecology Symposium.